Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right now to the phone, okay? Going to go right now to the phone out there. Well, all three of my callers disappeared on my screen here. All three of the... Well, they were during the last show. Okay. Well, we don't have any callers then, folks, so please call in on this call-in number here. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and say a few words or to ask questions. Okay, let's go now to Pat Shannon, my dear brother Pat Shannon. Interview with Carolyn Kennedy reveals secret. Jackie Kennedy revealed secrets before she died. Okay. And on September 13th of this year, national news correspondent Diane Sawyer conducted a two-hour interview with Carolyn Kennedy Schlossberg, the daughter of John F. Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy. Industry rumors has it that Carolyn Kennedy, 53 years old, agreed to the release of interview recordings of her mother as a trade-off for keeping the miniseries The Kennedys, which tarnished the family legacy from airing on television. In 1964, Jackie Kennedy recorded 7 historic interviews with Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., about her life with JFK that reflected refreshing candor and delightfully entertaining political incorrectness. Jackie died in 1994 and intended for the tapes to remain locked in the Kennedy Library vault until 50 years after her death. On one of the tapes, the First Lady reveals herself as a conspiracy theorist by saying only 4 months after JFK's murder that she believed her husband's assassination was initiated by Vice President Lyndon Johnson and carried out by his Texas oil cronies. She also felt that Lee Harvey Oswald was merely part of a much larger conspiracy and he didn't shoot her husband. Jackie even less found fond of Martin Luther King and abhorred his hypocritical pose as a man of the cloth, while at the same time being notorious for his womanizing. And that's absolutely correct, folks. JFK, Martin Luther King, was the night before he was assassinated, he was in bed with a whore that he got off the street there in the area in which he was shot down. While at the same time being notorious for his womanizing, the widowed First Lady had soured on King after FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover told Kennedy that King tried to arrange a sex party while in town for the March on Washington District of Criminals. Conspiracy conspicuously left out of the news presentation from American Viewing, while widely reported by the British press, were the retaliatory sidelined love affairs Jackie carried on after becoming aware of JFK's unfaithfulness. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we're going to go back to this report. Interview with Carolyn Kennedy reveals secrets by Pat Shannon, my buddy. Conspicuously left out of the news presentation for American viewing, but widely reported by the British press, where the retaliatory sideline love affairs Jackie Kennedy carried on after becoming aware of JFK's unfaithfulness, John F. Kennedy's unfaithfulness, as well as her alleged four-year affair with brother-in-law Bobby Kennedy after the president was killed. That's the end of that article, folks. Okay, let's go right now to Warner in New Brunswick. Warner in New Brunswick, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Good afternoon, Officer McLam. You know, it's nice to see that some people are hanging in there. And come hell or high water, still want to bring out the information and bring out the truth and counteract the information junk food diet we get from the mainstream media.
Right.
You mentioned there about Martin Luther King and so, and verse in the scriptures comes to my mind. Satan goes roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
That's true, brother. That's right in the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah. But I just tuned in about the last quarter of an hour, and you mentioned something about the frontal lobes of the brain and its a purpose for, you know, self-control and rational thinking.
Yeah.
I think it is high time that there are some studies being done and some research is being done. What air quality, smog, and what else all, the damage it does to the frontal lobes of the brain. This might explain the one aspect of the brutalization of society.
Yes, brother. I'm also looking at a report here. Government's five easy steps to creating mind control assassins out of everyone. Yes, even you and me. If they put you under hypnosis, then they can put you under this Operation Open Eyes secret, super secret government program for turning you into a mind control assassin or me into a mind control assassin. So I won't ever go underneath hypnosis any longer.
This would target single individuals, but what I'm referring to, this has a devastating effect on the population as a whole.
Yeah.
We are here in the so-called civilized countries. We are at the same stage the Roman Empire was towards the end of its reign.
Yeah.
Brutalization of society. And this is what those empires are being referred to in the scriptures as the beast.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That's just only, you know, something, you know, if anyone of your listeners is interested, maybe they should do some research into it. Because whatever we breathe in, most of the time we breathe in through the nose. It goes through the sinuses, and it goes through the sinus maximus, right adjoining to the frontal lobe.
Right, brother.
And there are some parallel effects. The ever-increasing number of brain degenerative diseases, you know, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's to Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
Sure, the whole chemical hodgepodge through medication, through food additives, through other, what's in the water, you know, it plays a role too. But I would say the air we breathe has the most effect.
Yes. They have chemtrails out there now that are poisoning us on the earth.
Well, as I say, you know, what is worse than an idiot, an educated idiot? What's worse than a criminal, an educated criminal?
Right, yes.
So.
Okay, Warner, thanks for calling in, brother.
You're welcome.
Okay, God bless you. I hope you'll call back again.
May he bless you, too.
Okay. God bless you. And let's go to Barrett in Idaho now. Barrett in Idaho. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLaren program, brother.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
I just want to say one nation under surveillance. We have the chemtrails, vaccines with poison in it. But I did want to ask you something. I had a question. Do you think we're closer to George Orwell's 1984, or are we closer to the Brave New World? That's all I had.
I think that we're closer to the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan's Antichrist New World Order than we are to being taken out of here by God. I think we're going to go under the New World Order for a short time before God comes to retrieve his people and destroy his enemies here on earth. Okay, brother, you're no longer there. Okay, all right, hope you'll call back again. Let's go to Clint in Canada. Clint in Canada, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Appreciate your get a chance.
Yeah.
I just want to share what's happening. I'm in Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
And my daughter is in grade 11. And I met her teacher the other night. Teacher seems real nice. And but the course is called Exploring Nationalism.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of sounds harmless, but I got looking at the textbook, and it's kind of like right out of the United Nations New World
communist,
Order.
Communist system.
Yeah.
World Order.
Totally steering our kids in a certain direction so that they're going to just be like putty, I think, when it comes time to, well, I mean, we're already in a New World Order, I believe. But
I think we are too, brother. And I just learned here 2 months ago that the government now has homosexuals going into elementary or to kindergarten classes and teaching the kindergarten kids that homosexuality is the best lifestyle.
Yeah. Could I actually talk about that for a second?
Okay.
In Canada, there's a program called Out in Schools.
Uh-huh.
It's fronted as an anti-bullying class, and they're doing exactly what you just said. They're actually using it to promote homosexual lifestyle in our public school system up here, mostly in Ontario and British Columbia, but it's a little bit of it in right across the board, I think.
Yes.
And there's a program out of Vancouver called Roadkill Radio that is spearheading roadkillradio.com, I think it is. They're spearheading a exposing of that in our public school system.
Yes.
Hope you don't mind.
Yeah, they're in kindergarten now teaching the kindergarten kids that homosexuality is the best lifestyle now.
Well, yeah, it's not good. I mean, they're going beyond where they what they should be doing. That's for sure.
That's for sure, brother.
But I also wanted to mention another book that I'm reading. It's called United Nations Global Straitjacket. Have you heard of it? By Joan.
No, I haven't.
Joan Vion.
I know her. Joan Vion.
I think Joan's passed away, but it's an excellent book. I don't know where I even got it from. And
Has Joan Vion passed away?
I think so. I think she passed away from breast cancer.
I see. I didn't know that.
A couple years ago. But yeah. She did an excellent job of covering these United Nations conferences.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough good about this book. She really nails it down. Oh, we could get this book in the hands of, I don't know, the right people, but I guess it starts with us first.
Yeah.
And become aware of the way this thing is heading, which is, like you say, global communism.
Uh-huh.
What it's all about. They call it communitarianism.
That's right. That means really, communism. That means communism.
Yeah. It's just another word for I could read you a little bit out of my daughter's textbook. Would you like to hear one statement out of it?
Okay, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, this is out of page of the grade 11 Exploring Nationalism. The heading of the page is it's page 385, Citizens of the World. If all people are citizens of the world, does that mean that national identity is irrelevant? I mean, I could read you a whole bunch of stuff out of here.
Yeah.
What they're basically trying to do is undermine our representative governments in Canada and the United States.
Yeah.
And they've got all these ideas that appeal to people, and of course it's sucking us into this one world.
Okay, Clint, do you want to hold over or do you want to go?
Well, do you have other callers, Jack?
I have other callers.
Oh, I'll let you go then. Good
okay,
talking to you.
Clint. Thanks God bless you, and call back again. Thanks for being an activist. God bless you. We'll be right back with Randy in Texas.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go give out our call-in number again before we go to Randy in Texas. Randy, hang on there, brother. We'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and say a few words or to ask questions. Okay, let's go to Randy in Texas now. Randy, Brother Randy in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks for taking my call, Jack, and it's good to speak to you again.
Yeah, it is, brother.
I would like to bring attention, since I'm having something on my phone. I don't know what that is. Hopefully it'll go away. Picketing the Fed and Wall Street and all this stuff this week, and I'd just like to bring the Federal Reserve up to people's attention. What an evil, demonic, satanic, vicious criminal organization that is.
Right.
They're responsible, Jack, for the in the air spraying the chemicals. They're responsible for the poison in our medicines that the doctors give us, our foods that we eat, our water that we drink. They're the people with the deep pockets. And what they're doing, Jack, people don't realize this. If I asked you and 10 other people, would you poison your children, your grandparents, and your grandchildren, and your family, or and kill them or make them sick? You'd say, well, absolutely not. You think I'm crazy or something? You'd be lying, Jack. Every one of us. I'm retired. I know you're retired.
Yeah.
Every one of us held jobs, all of our jobs. They took 30, 40, 50% of our money away from us. This is slavery. And all that money goes to the Federal Reserve. That income tax money goes directly to the Federal Reserve to pay the interest on the money that we supposedly owe them, and that gives them a continuous flood of money to poison us from every direction. We can't, stuff we wear, Jack, stuff, our automobiles,
yeah.
Everything we touch, feel, taste, and smell is poison, and these people are responsible for it. We, through our work, have bought and paid for the poison that they're poisoning us with.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think you're right, Randy. I think you're right. Yeah.
I think with the Patriot movement and everything, we need to get to grinding it. We need to grind this Federal Reserve, grind this monster. This is a absolute communist, Bolshevik, Zionist monster. And this
is
why we got a government loaded down with faggots, perverts, pedophiles, Barney Frank, Joe Lieberman, this Lindsey Graham character down there in South Carolina. These are monsters. John McCain, Kerry, Schumer, Dickie Schumer. These are monstrous, evil, criminal, absolute devils.
Sure, you're absolutely right, Randy.
Sodomites. Look at our Supreme Court. Kagan, sodomizer. Sonia sodomizer. Look at our Homeland Security. What is this thing? Janet Napolitano.
It's a lesbian.
Give me a, absolutely. These people, Jack, are absolutely, and they're stuck in our face. Obama, a bisexual. George Bush, boner boy Jewish, is a bisexual. What in the world is this country gone to?
Yeah. Well, we're away from God, brother. Even in our churches, even in our Christian churches, they're under the government control today and government pastors.
That's absolutely true. They're 501c3. If all them churches burnt to the ground tonight, I wouldn't miss one of them.
Right. Me either. My sons in Phoenix attend one of those churches.
And you can't get them out of it?
No. They enjoy the rock music that they play for an hour before the sermon comes on, and the preacher, the government preacher, doesn't preach anything out of the scripture. He preaches all feel good and information for the people there, so he doesn't offend them, and they come back next week. And interesting, the rock music, we have, I've been there twice now, and there's little girls, teenage girls there in halter tops and short shorts, and they're bouncing around, and their boobies are bouncing, and their butts are bouncing, and the little boys are just frothing at the mouth watching these little girls bounce to the rock music there. And even some of the older women are bouncing around to the rock music too.
Yeah. That's a sordid display is what that is.
That sure is, brother, and I tell my sons about it, but they don't pay attention to me.
I tell my daughter, my son son, my grandson listens to me. He goes with his mother to one of these churches, but I tell him, and I'm teaching them, the older kids, I think that's another thing. I think we need, as grandparents and as parents, the in-betweeners between grandparents and grandchildren and grandparents, that in-between population, the mothers and fathers, somehow or other, I mean, they have got so brainy. It's TV. I know what it's. That's the main schooling in this country is TV.
That's right, brother.
Okay, they've got brainwashed through that. Now I can talk to my grandson, and he knows exactly what I'm saying. He's 12, 13 years old now. He knows exactly what I'm saying, and he believes me, and he knows I'm telling him the truth. You know, but
okay.
My son, my daughter, they won't hear it. They just. My daughter knows. She knows I'm telling the truth, but you know, they've got the, well, there ain't nothing you can do about it attitude. And my son's the same way. So.
Yeah, my two sons in Phoenix are the same way, too. They won't listen to me. They think I'm crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's where we find ourselves. What about your son in the service, Jack? Is he, what's he think about all this faggotizing the military?
Oh, he hates it, brother. He's a lieutenant colonel, and he just retired last week from the military after 22 and a half years.
He's out.
Yeah, he's out now. And I went to his retirement celebration down there last week. And it was very, very good that I was there. And he believes me and listens to me and believes what I say because he's seen so much of it himself.
Was he involved in the combat, in these latest combats, like in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they're blowing these kids' heads off and stuff in front of their parents? Did he see any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he was in Iraq 3 times. And he saw his troops shoot and kill little children,
innocent
and
people.
moms and dads too.
Yeah, innocent people.
Right.
Well, these communists.
We've killed 1,400,000 now in Iraq of children and moms and dads and non-combatants.
Yeah. These communist Zionists, Jack, hate Christians, they hate Muslims, and who have they got fighting each other?
That's Christians and
Muslims.
That's right.
And guess who's paying for it? The working people in America.
That's right, brother.
Paying for it, all of it.
That's right.
Jack, hate to vent so much on your program, but, This country's got so far gone, I don't think there's any hope for this country. I really don't.
Okay, Brother Randy, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, God bless you now. Take care. Thanks for standing up for God and country and being an activist, Randy. Okay, let's go to Brad in Texas. Brad in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Well, it's great to be on your program.
Good.
I was listening to you talking about John F. Kennedy earlier, and it reminded me of a story. I've been, you know, been on the truth movement since 1992, and about the year 2000, my best friend came to visit me in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of shared with him what I'd learned at that point. And being my friend, he wasn't like most people, roll their eyes and walk off from you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
He patted me on the shoulder and said, you need to get away from that shortwave, Brad. It's making you crazy. And I told him how the media is controlled and how the government killed Kennedy and all this other stuff. And, well, he went back to Missouri. He was living in Nevada, Missouri at the time, taking care of his dying grandfather. He went to a local church there, and he had a little job painting some man's house that was dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And when he went back on Monday, the older man asked him how his visit was with his friend, and he told him that his friend was a little crazy, had these paranoid conspiracy theories about the government and this and that. And he had called me that next day. This happened on a Monday. He called me on Tuesday, and he told me, Brad, you're not going to believe this. He said, I'm sorry what I told you. I said, what do you mean, Tim? Tim said, I was on the porch drinking some tea at lunch with this older man. I was painting his house. He's dying of cancer, and I told him about visiting you and you having these theories about TV being controlled, media being controlled, and how they killed Kennedy. He said, the guy's eyes lit up, and he looked at me, and he said, Tim, I worked in government. I was an ally of Kennedy. I was high level. He says, when I heard they were going to kill him, I went and lived in a third world country for 12 years under an assumed name. He said, I was so scared because I usually clean up the loose ends. People are allies of the people they kill.
Right.
He said, I still live under an assumed name because I could probably change it back now. This is in 2000. He said, but I just leave it that way. It's a little safer. He said, I'm just fixing up this house for my kids since I'm dying of cancer, and I really don't want to talk about it to any major people because it could endanger my children's lives. And he said, Tim, if I called the media down here today and I told them who I was and told them my story, they'd show up because I won't tell you what I did in government, but they would show up. They'd be here. But, Tim, it would never make the air. They control what gets on the air.
Right.
My friend, when he talked to me, he said, Brad, I couldn't believe it. He had no reason to believe this man would lie to him dying of cancer or make this up. So I was able to wake up my friend in like one day by him hearing that story.
Yeah.
I thought it was worth repeating on your show.
Okay, so, Brad.
Okay.
God bless you, brother.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for standing up for God and country and being an activist out there, Brad. God bless you, brother. Hope you'll call back again. Okay, let's go to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Good to have you back, Officer Jack. And
thank
you. Oh, thank you. Hey, Randy out there, Grandpa Randy, I want to give you, and I want you to feel it, a big spiritual hug. What a Christian patriot man you are. I love you, Brother Randy. Oh, you can vent any time on my time. Okay, you know, the beast has really taken over. The Antichrist, you can put it as like everything that was a blessing in our lives, like TV, radio communication, the computer, and the machinery and movies, movie industry, that have prevailed our lives, and we have become steeped in idolatry.
Uh-huh.
And just to add what to Brother Randy, you know, what's happened was the people's hearts and minds have become stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious to God's word, and taken in sin, and their affluence has become idolatries and sinfulness. Whether it's in the churches or whether it's the Jews or whether it's we having Islamics making constitutional law, which they can't because they're sworn to an oath of Islamic religion, and the mass confusion in this country.
Uh-huh.
One of the answers I thought was to get a strong constitutional party started and working in Congress because of the prevailing, not just the Jewish lobbyists, ADLs, and stuff like that, but you have the gay agenda prevailing even into the military. We need to hang our heads in shame and discuss and look into our own hearts for sin in our lives.
That's true, brother.
Whether it's buying a Playboy or other people saying, I saw in Playboy, just look at him, give him a cold look. You know, because Christ is supposed to be our risen Christ. Jesus is our King and our Lord, or he isn't. So you're getting wonderful callers. That's coming from an old man that did a couple NAM tours and saw this again. The Congress has rebelled against the voice of the American people. We didn't want to go back over into Iraq. We didn't want the Gulf War, okay? And money is the root of all evil, and it's crept through our system, and our once great country has become collusionary with Rothschild dictatorships and United Nations dictatorships and corrupt form of government. turning the other cheek to the globalists, okay? Because I know it's going to make World War II and the concentration camps look like kids walking the park. I love you, Jack. Thanks for getting back on and hard to get back to me.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
And thank you. God bless you all.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Thank you, brother. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank in New York, welcome to the Jack, Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thank you, brother Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, brother, you're the man, because I was praying one day on Scripture on how the very elect would be deceived if possible. And I heard you speak, you called the communist, atheistical, synagogue of Satan, Zionist Jews. And I knew what all those words meant, but except Zionism. And then I started to study Zionism. And then I started to see, oh, there's an unholy alliance between Christianity and Zionism. 2 weeks later, I find Reverend Ted Pike. He did a video. And I've had the pleasure to interview him twice, and he's coming back on for the third time, because I'm doing a little broadcasting on another network. And
okay.
it's been a great trip. And you started that, brother. You kind of filled in the gap when I was petitioning the Lord, because he already showed me about the banking scam, but I said, show me. And he showed me in Revelation 18:23, for the great merchants and men of nobility of this earth, we use every form of sorcery to deceive all the nations. That was my answer that I got 4 months after I asked for answers about the economy. He showed me in the natural the Federal Reserve was responsible for it, but 4 months later he showed it to me in the spiritual realm, in the book of Revelations. Praying to the Lord about Zionism, and Brother Jack led me on the right trail. And I want to thank you, Jack. I want to thank you for your work. And I'd like to invite you, if I could be held over to the break or what have you, I'd love to invite you to speak, because you're a man of much wisdom and much fortitude. I got a scripture for you. It comes from Psalm 5. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, and the Lord shall abhor the bloody and deceitful man. I didn't know what leasing meant, but it's twice mentioned in the Bible. And it says the Lord is going to destroy them that speak leasing. Leasing is falsehood and lies. My friends,
right.
There is much falsehood and lies. Let's see what Martin Luther said, the great Martin Luther, the reformer. Who's in their lies? They are the real liars and bloodhounds who have perverted the scriptures from the beginning to end without ceasing with their interpretations. In a like manner, murderers and whores and thieves and scoundrels and all evil men. That was Martin Luther. You know? And it's amazing. It's amazing what God has done. He warned us. And people say, and as I interviewed a Reverend Pike, he said, I'm no more anti-Semitic than Jesus was, or John the Baptist, or all the great prophets.
Right.
Because all the great prophets, as well as Jesus, would rebuke Israel for their scoundrel ways. He called them serpents. And this is the serpent. This is the snake that is ensnaring the whole world. And that is the deity that they worship in the Kabbalah. Mysticism.
That's
and my
true.
Friend, it is so good to be with Officer Jack McLam. I'm so proud to say I know a man that has been on the front line for several years, a man that helped me wake me up to Zionism. And now when I walk around, I tell people about the perils of Zionism.
Okay, brother.
Oh, if you would like to speak, brother, I'd love to have you on the show. It's a Christian network. If you could hold me over to speak to you or to give you the information, I would love to have you aboard to speak and people what you know, Jack, because you're a stalwart in this fight against truth, against the falsehood or the leasing, and you're a man of truth.
Okay,
so
brother.
Applaud you for that.
Would you copy down this phone number and call me?
Absolutely, Jack.
Okay, it's 1-208. 935-7852.
One more time, Jack.
208-935-7852.
All right, Jack.
Okay,
208-935-7852. You be blessed. And
okay.
May God protect you and preserve you, my brother.
Okay. God bless you, Frank. God bless you. Take care.
This is Johnny. This is Johnny from New York. It's not Frank. Johnny.
Oh, it's John from New York. Johnny. Okay, thanks, John.
Bless you.
God bless you. Take care. Okay, folks, we have one caller left, and it's David in Massachusetts. Brother David in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Hey, Jack, I didn't listen to the first hour, but I'll tell you where I am. I'm down here at a place called Dewey Square that's right across from Boston South Station, and that's where they're occupying Boston. You heard of Occupy Wall Street, right?
Yes.
And have you heard about the Occupy Boston?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got like a tent city set up here. And so I came down here because the scripture says test the spirits. So I figured I'd come down here like I usually do. I try to investigate everything.
Yeah.
It's a job, but somebody has to do it. But so I came down here to test the spirits. And what I've been doing, Jack, I highlighted in my Bible the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the parable of the talents in St. Luke chapter 19. In verse 13, it says, occupy till I come. Those are the words of our Lord and Savior. So I've been going around to these people, Jack, and I've been showing them that scripture, and there's not a one of them I've met yet that hasn't given me a bad time. That they denigrate the Bible, they say that they're Jewish, or they're Jewish sympathizers, and this and that they don't believe that's the word, that they have no credence in the Bible. So, see, what you have here, Jack, you got a bunch of communists, you got a bunch of socialists, and you got Zionists. A lot of Zionist Jews and everything are down here. But this is anti-Christ as hell so far, Jack. You know, now, former intelligence agent, what's his name there? I hope I can think of his name. What's his name? McGovern? I don't know. Anyways, maybe I shouldn't go down. I can't think of his name right now. I don't know why. He's very famous in the Patriot movement. Probably the most famous former intelligence agent. Was it McGovern? McSomething. You don't know who I'm talking about.
I can't think of it either, brother.
I just heard him a couple of days ago on Alex Jones. It'll may pop into my head as I talk to you, Jack. Anyways, he was saying that for this not to discourage patriots and everything, because what he was saying, and I hope his name pops into my head, but he's the most intelligent former CIA field agent and everything. But
right.
He used to brief one of the presidents in the morning on intelligence. But anyways, he's a stalwart in the Patriot movement. But he was saying on Alex Jones, don't let the fact that it's these communists and socialists and Zionists that are starting this thing, that they might start it, but he's still urging that patriots and everything not to become disaffected. That even though these communists and socialists are starting this protest, it doesn't mean that if enough patriots join it and everything, that the patriots can take control away from the communists, Jack, and everything. But anyways,
right.
So far, Jack, I've only been here about half an hour, but there's not one person that I've showed. I highlighted the scripture. I show them the Bible. I said, you might not even realize that. I says, but you're actually obeying the word of God. You're obeying the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He commanded us to occupy until I come. Occupy till I come. But there's not one of these communists or socialists or anything, or Zionists. I've had some of the Jews here, you say, oh, we don't believe in the New Testament. We don't believe in Jesus. Not a one of them, Jack. I sort of to about a dozen different people. They got their tents and little displays set up and everything. I've yet to get an amen, brother, or anything. So so far these protests are as anti-Christ as hell. But of course, this George Soros, and his real name is a typical Jew name. He changed his name to Soros to try to fool people. I forget his Jew name. You might know it, Jack. But
George Soros.
Yeah, and then he's got his real name is That's a phony name, George Savos. His real name is a typical Jew name. I can't think of it right now. But what is it? Ray McGovern, the intelligence officer, Ray McGovern.
Oh yes, I know of him.
Yeah, Ray McGovern was saying, expect this. He said, patriots should expect these communists and socialists and everything are starting this protest. But he says, just because they're starting it, it doesn't mean that he said, because Alex was kind of attacking this, and as hey, patriots don't want to have anything to do with these socialists and communists. But McGovern, so he pleaded actually with Alex Jones. He says, Alex, he says, please don't be divisive right at the beginning. And he kind of made the point that even though this is getting underway, that the communists and socialists are taking the initiative, hey, that doesn't mean that thousands upon thousands of patriots couldn't join in and take control of this protest.
Hey, Brother David, hold on, Brother David, to your thoughts. We're going up and do some messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back with you, Brother David.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to David in Massachusetts. Brother David, go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks for holding me, Jack. Now, another thing I've said to these socialists and everything, they're all talking about redistributing the wealth and free, take the money from the rich one, the 1%, because we're the 99%, and take all the wealth from the 1% and redistribute it. What I say to them, Jack, and I can't get one of these parasites to agree with me, I said, hey, forget free this and free that and take the money from the wealthy and redistribute it to the poor. How about this? How about the old work ethic, the old Protestant work ethic, where we work hard for what we earn and what we get, but this stinking great global super Satan keeps their hands off our money, and they don't come in with their government gunslingers taking our money at gunpoint. How about we get to keep what we work hard for? But none of these socialist communist parasites want to go for that. They all just want to take from the rich and give to the poor, free education and free medical. Then I said to one lady, one Jewish lady and everything, she was saying, take from the 1% and take all their wealth away from them. I said, hey, I got a better idea. Why don't we hang that 1%? And she came out with the most asinine remark, Jack, when I said, why don't we hang that 1% after we give them a fair trial, of course. And she says, oh, well, we can't hang the 1% because if we hang the 1%, we wouldn't have any wealth to redistribute. What a stupid thought, huh? One other thing I want to touch on because it's so important, and then I'll let you go. But about 2 weeks ago, Jack, I'm living right near Government Center in Boston, Jack, right around the corner from Government Center.
Okay.
And there's this big celebration going on. So I go over there, Jack, because I try to investigate everything. It's not easy, but but I try my best. So I go over there. And
we're almost out of time, David. We're almost out of time, David.
Let me quickly say, Jack, what it was, on City Hall Plaza in Boston, they were celebrating the 62nd birthday of the Communist Revolution over in the People's Republic of China, and they had the Communist Chinese flag, and it's still flying at Government Center, right up with the American flag, that Communist Chinese flag. Can you imagine these communists in this filthy communist city of Boston celebrating Mao Zedong and the butchering of millions upon millions of people right in our own Government Center, right by the John F. Kennedy Federal Building.
Okay, David, I've got to go. The show's over, brother. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Brother David, and I hope you'll call back again. God bless you, and thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. God bless you, folks. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. God bless you. Have a good week, and hopefully I'll be back with you next weekend. God bless you. Good night. Have a good day.